On behalf of our partner, the Indigenous Persons with Disabilities Global Network, we warmly welcome your report on Indigenous Persons with Disabilities. As emphasized in your report, Indigenous women and girls with disabilities face intersecting forms of discrimination and unique forms of violence. Their discrimination is compounded by cultural and racial discrimination. We want to stress the particular vulnerability of Indigenous women and girls with disabilities in relation to sexual and reproductive health and rights, with lack of awareness about their health and rights and of access to adequate health care, resulting in higher rates of early marriages, higher incidence of uterus prolapses, and of maternal mortality. Additionally, many Indigenous women with disabilities around the world are at risk of involuntary sterilization decided by family members and healthcare professionals. In Nepal, Indigenous persons with disabilities still face barriers in establishing representative organizations due to discrimination on the basis of their indigeneity. Indigenous persons with disabilities face harassment and discrimination by service providers, blocking their access to key services. The lack of disaggregated data makes it fully assess the situation of groups who hold multiple marginalized identities. In most countries worldwide, such data is not collected, resulting in an absence of relevant policy and budget allocations. Without a robust understanding of the experiences of Indigenous persons with disabilities, government programs and policies often fail persons with disabilities within Indigenous communities.
I now give the floor to Edmond Rice International.
Edmond Rice International and the